in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce worried that new U.S. tariffs and shipping fees will drive up costs and says there's a lot of uncertainty over how it will play out. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union wants changes to the school's grooming policy, saying they predicted there would be problems. At least one person homeless after a house fire at Arthur Seat, St. Thomas. And Barbadian cricketer Nicholas Curtin, the Canada cricket captain, released on bail after appearing in court here on drug charges. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, BCCI, is worried that the new U.S. tariffs and shipping fees could drive up costs. This follows the recent tariffs imposed by the Trump administration and proposed fees for Chinese-built vessels entering U.S. ports. The president of the BCCI, James Clark, tells Starcom Network News there is a lot of uncertainty over how it will all play out.
Yeah, there's a lot of uncertainty, and the concern is that the inflation that they may see in their country gets passed on to us. That's the concern. I mean, we saw what happens last year before when inflation was high. We saw what that did to prices in Barbados. And considering that we are price takers, this is why we are concerned. The extent to which it applies or not, I don't know. That's something that we will see as time goes on. But that is just from the initial looking at the way the tariffs and so on have been applied. That is an initial concern.
The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Meantime, the Barbados government is still assessing the impact of the recently announced U.S. tariffs, but the agriculture minister, Indah Weir, sees an opportunity to accelerate self-sufficiency in food production in the Caribbean, with Barbados playing a key role through the proposed food terminal.
First of all, we are on the right track with the establishment of a food terminal in Barbados. That would see us getting to taking produce off farmers, processing, and then being able to package and export to the region, but equally help us to reduce also the cost of imported primary agricultural produce into Barbados by working within CARICOM and allowing for our farmers to grow more that we will purchase from them. And we have started a process with contract buying from farmers. So I see opportunities in processing, I see opportunities in manufacturing, and I see opportunities for us now to become more self-sufficient in terms of a CARICOM trade bloc on the CSME, rather than for us to constantly look to the U.S. for everything that we do.
Barbados' Minister of Agriculture and Food Production, Indah Weir, speaking on VOB's Down to Brass Tax Calling program, University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, Dr. Justin Robinson, also highlighted the great deal of uncertainty created by the new U.S. trade policy. He believes the implications could be broad due to not just the tariffs, but also the shipping fees.
So it's a total change in the rules of the game and exactly how the game will be played, so to speak. People really don't know. And a lot of this depends also the other big unknown, how will other people react? We saw a big reaction come out from China today where they now are doing reciprocal. They are setting tariffs on goods from the U.S. coming into China at the rate the U.S. just said. So there's just a lot of uncertainty. We've been operating in a certain global system, far from perfect, many flawed, but thought they understood the context they were in. We are now in a world, so that has been totally ripped up, which in itself is a dramatic change. And what emerges from this, I don't think anybody knows.
University of the West Indies Pro Vice Chancellor and Professor of Finance, Dr. Justin Robinson, in the lunchtime edition. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union, BSTU, wants an overhaul of the Ministry of Education's grooming policy, saying it always foresaw problems with the new regulations. The president of the BSTU, Mary Ann Redmond, was speaking following public criticism of the policy and the ministry's announcement that their regulations will be reviewed. The Barbados Union of Teachers yesterday said it agrees with the review. Ms. Redmond always felt the policy would create problems.
From its conception, the BSTU we expressed serious reservations about the practical benefits of any such policy in the teaching learning process, because we saw the potential for increased opportunities for ill discipline in the schools and the attendant problems and stressors that that would cause on teachers in trying to address those problems. The proper wearing of uniforms, we are convinced, forms part of the overall discipline of a student, and it creates in the school environment itself an atmosphere of order and structure.
The BUT also wants a crackdown on cell phones in schools, and Ms. Redmond strongly agrees. Canadian cricket captain Barbadian Nicholas Curtin has been released on $100,000 bail after pleading not guilty to four counts of drug-related charges today. Barry Wilkinson reports.
The 26-year-old Curtin of 22 Coraline Haggett Hall, St. Michael, has been charged with possession, trafficking, importation, and intent to supply cannabis. He went before Douglas Frederick in the District F Court this morning, where prosecution did not object to bail, but were seeking to have police hold Curtin's passport and have him report to a station of his choice weekly. However, lawyer Neville Reed, in association with Angela Mitchell Gittins, told the court that his client had to return to Canada soon to continue his employment with Cricket Canada, and pointed to several ties Curtin has in Barbados, including his wife and children. After consideration, Curtin was given bail to the sum of $100,000 and has to return to court on June the 2nd. Curtin came into Barbados on a flight from Canada on Sunday and was intercepted at the Granny Adams International Airport. He was in police custody up until today. Barry Wilkinson, Starcom Network News.
At least one person has been left homeless after a late-night fire destroyed a house at Arthur Seat St. Thomas. The fire service say they received a call about the blaze at around 11:52 p.m. Upon arrival, firefighters found a wall and timber structure fully engulfed in flames. Crews managed to bring the fire under control, but the house, believed to have been occupied by a single resident, was destroyed. Our top stories. The Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry worried that new U.S. tariffs and shipping fees will drive up costs, and says there's a lot of uncertainty over how it will play out. UWI Professor of Finance Justin Robinson sees potential broad implications for Barbados and the Caribbean from the U.S. trade policy and considerable uncertainty. The Barbados government still assessing the likely impact of the tariffs, but the Agriculture Minister in Dalweir sees great opportunities to boost local self-sufficiency in food production. The Barbados Secondary Teachers Union wants changes to the school's grooming policy, saying they predicted there would be problems. The BSTU also wants a crackdown on cell phones, which the union believes are creating a range of issues, including cheating. At least one person homeless after a fire destroys a home at Arthur Seat St. Thomas. And Barbadian cricketer Nicholas Curtin, the Canada cricket captain, released on bail after appearing in court here on drug charges. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Stetson. Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.